Good morning. You're listening to The Morning Shift on CHUO 89.1 FM. I am Mara Bélanger, and here is your morning news. The Ottawa Fire Service is bringing station tours online for restless kids to enjoy at home. The service released two virtual station tours on YouTube at the beginning of the month. They gave parents and kids a look into Station 53 in Orleans and Station 73 in Vars. The videos were released in English and French and demonstrated some of the daily operations of the fire service. According to Public Information Officer Nicholas DeFazio, the release of the videos was coordinated for January 5th, the day kids in Ottawa were supposed to go back to school following the holidays. The videos were intended to bring some much-needed entertainment to kids stuck at home following a provincial announcement that schools would not resume in person. DeFazio says the videos were so well-received, the service is now planning on continuing the virtual tour series.
So the station tours that launched just recently did it incredibly well. The timing was something that we wanted to put out right away just to hopefully put in some good news into the community with all the bad news that was going on. Give parents a tool, teachers a tool to use while they were at home learning. And that was the exact response we got on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook. Everyone was extremely happy with them. Teachers were tweeting at us. Parents were sending us pictures of their kids, watching them over and over. So we were super happy with the results. And when something's that successful, obviously, we want to keep it going.
The Ottawa Fire Service's primary responsibility is to prevent and fight fires, but they do a lot more than that. The service has a number of special operations teams who handle search and rescue, extrication from turned over vehicles, and much more. DeFazio says going forward, future videos will educate viewers about the Ottawa Fire Service's little known special operations teams.
The next step is doing some virtual tours of our specialty team. So maybe the next one, for example, going forward, we're going to do an extrication demonstration and at the same time continue to give those safety messages within the videos and educate the public. We have incredible specialty teams that are always training, and one of them is our extrication teams. We have three stations that are staffed with heavy rescue equipment, and you'll see the jaws of life in the video, what they show. So if someone's trapped inside their car after a motor vehicle accident, these are the types of equipment we use to get them out and put them into the care of the Ottawa Paramedic Service. But he also talks about our water and ice rescue teams. They're always training. We have rope rescue teams who do amazing work for high-angle rescues, low-angle rescues, anything involving patients maybe who've fallen down a hill and they're in a tough spot to access, and we need to bring them up using our rope rescue techniques. We also have our hazmat teams who respond for different reasons. Let's say at a city pool, for example, if everybody's eyes started burning or something like that and they didn't know what was causing it, we'd send in our hazmat team. So a lot of different specialty teams within Ottawa Fire that are excellent for these types of responses.
Although station tours have been around as long as the Ottawa Fire Service has, DeFazio says the service has had to halt the tours for the first time ever due to the pandemic. The virtual tours are the first they have been able to conduct in the 2 years since the pandemic began. DeFazio says the service has always played a vital role in educating kids and parents alike about fire safety, which is essential in fire prevention. In 2020, the Ottawa Fire Service reported a total of 9 fire-related deaths over the course of the year. The number broke a 20-year record for annual fire-related deaths in Ottawa. According to Statistics Canada, over half of fires in Ontario occur in residential structures. The Ottawa Fire Service has so far reported over a dozen fires in this month alone. The majority of fires occurred in residential homes, but the most devastating occurred on January 13th at Eastway Tank, Pump and Meter Limited, a tanker truck manufacturing facility in Nepean. An explosion and subsequent fire killed 6 people and injured 4 others, including a responding firefighter. The Office of the Fire Marshal said in a statement on Twitter Friday that the investigation into the origin, cause, and circumstance of the fire is still ongoing. DeFazio, who says it's never too early to teach kids about fire safety, hopes the videos will help prevent fires from starting in the first place.
The big thing, too, is when you get people in for, let's say, our station tours, it's just the perfect opportunity to give out fire safety messages. You want to start as young as possible with the more basic fire safety messages, such as knowing your escape plan, with your family practicing it, where you will meet outside if there is a fire. You can start teaching kids how to call 911. What's the most important piece of information that you give when the 911 dispatcher answers? When you're talking about adults, you can even move into cooking safety. So if there's an oven fire, what do you do? There's a lot of misconceptions with how people handle when their carbon monoxide alarm goes off. They don't know what to do. So it's the perfect opportunity to get these messages out. So it was important to incorporate them into the virtual tours as well, because it is what we do when kids and adults come in for the in-person ones as well.
DeFazio says that although he hopes restrictions won't prevent in-person station tours for much longer, he anticipates the virtual tours will become commonplace as part of fire safety education. The Ottawa Fire Service is planning to release the next video in the series around the beginning of February. To learn more about the Ottawa Fire Service, follow OttFire on Twitter or OttFire Incendie on Instagram and Facebook. This has been your morning news. For CHUO 89.1 FM, I'm Mara Bélanger.